USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
The FBI today identifying the man who took hostages at a synagogue outside of Fort Worth, Texas on Saturday before being shot dead hours later. British national Malik Faisal Akram was shot and killed when an FBI SWAT team stormed the building of Congressional Beth Israel following a 10-hour standoff.
Today's result, which was four safe hostages and the situation resolved, was really a result of a long day of hard work by nearly 200 law enforcement officers.
FBI Special Agent in Charge Matt DeSarno says there's no indication other individuals besides the suspect were involved. He released one hostage. The other three were rescued. More than 2,700 flights canceled due to a winter storm on the East Coast. Tens of thousands of people without power in several states. This is USA Radio News.
Trust. Maybe a small word, but with huge ramifications. At Fellowship Home Loans, we want to be the mortgage lender that you trust.
Fellowship realizes that trust is earned and can easily be lost. That is why we listen not only to the wants, but also strive to understand the need.
Take a look at our Google reviews and our A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. But that's just the beginning. What matters is you.
Give us a chance to earn your trust, not just your business. Fellowship Home Loans, 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-7283 or online at fellowshiphomeloans.com.
We will listen and put together a plan to help make your dreams come true. Fellowship Home Loans, 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-7283 or fellowshiphomeloans.com.
Fellowship Home Loans, welcome home.
Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender, MLS number 60134.
The number one ranked tennis star in the world will not get to defend his Australian Open crown. Novak Djokovic has been deported from Australia after a 10-day drama over his vaccination status. Djokovic leaving a Melbourne airport for Dubai. The deportation order could ban him from Australia for 3 years, keeping him from a record 10th Australian Open title. The U.S. Surgeon General saying the country is still pushing around 800,000 new coronavirus cases a day, telling CNN's State of the Union a very difficult time is ahead, but there could be light at the end of the tunnel.
We are seeing high case numbers and hospitalization rates, as you mentioned, and we're also seeing strain in many of our hospitals around the country. But the good news is that there are parts of the country, New York in particular, and other parts of the Northeast, where we are starting to see a plateau and in some cases an early decline. In cases.
Surgeon General Vivek Murthy saying the next few weeks will be tough. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Two people drowning off a beach in northern Peru, authorities saying Sunday, from unusually high waves as the result of Saturday's eruption of an underwater volcano in Tonga in the Pacific Ocean.
The waves crashed into Tonga's largest island and flooded coastal roads, as well as the main street waterfront and properties in the capital of Nuku'alofa. The palace grounds were also swamped and prompted the evacuation of Tonga's king, Tupu VI. The nearby island of Fiji issued an advisory asking people living in low-lying areas to move to safety. The tsunami advisory also affected the island of Vanuatu. The volcano first erupted on Friday, with ash rising 12 miles into the air. Then a second eruption triggered the 4-foot tsunami. Posts on social media showed waves crashing into coastal homes after the volcano exploded. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Authorities say a man with a criminal history pushed a woman in front of a train in Times Square, killing her. Police say the incident appeared to be unprovoked. The victim identified as 40-year-old Michelle Goh. Police say there's no evidence the death was racially motivated. The suspect allegedly approached another woman on the same platform. That woman saying she felt he was going to do the same to her. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.